To CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station here at Simon Fraser University. My name is Melody, and I will be your host for the next hour. If you were listening to my show last week at this time on Tuesday, I was talking about how I went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. So I happened to impulsively go to another concert over this past weekend. My friends convinced me and found very cheap tickets. So I did go to the Sabrina Carpenter concert on Saturday night. And it was pretty great. This was one of those concerts, and I've done this a number of times now, where I had not listened to the artist prior to going to the concert, especially in this case. I bought tickets literally day of, like hours before the concert, and so I really didn't have any time to listen to any of her music, but I was very pleasantly surprised upon being introduced to her work at the concert. I was also really impressed with the stage setup. It was just like a very cool setup that I'd never seen before. I was also very impressed with her vocals, honestly. There's a lot of artists I've seen now where they're very physical, so she was dancing and moving the entire time, but still was hitting like all the perfect notes. It was very impressive. There was one other thing that I noticed with this concert that has never happened to me before, and there were people who were fainting. I was very much in shock, and I guess like I often don't go to very big concerts, although I wouldn't consider this like a very busy, huge concert. It was at the PNE Forum. So, you know, nothing like BC Place or Rogers Arena, but apparently, according to my friend, this happens all the time at Sabrina's concerts, where people will literally camp out, like, for hours, like, literally a day before the concert, and so, yeah, when they finally make it in and finally go into the concert, they are like dehydrated, you know, malnourished and like haven't eaten. So it's pretty crazy. There was like two people who fainted where Sabrina like stopped the show for a second and like told everyone to like clear a path. And then there was others who I saw like security guards rushing through, going into the crowd with like wheelchairs and everything to pick up other people who had fainted, I guess. But yeah, it was absolutely an insane experience that I had never seen before in person. But yeah, I hope if you guys who are listening right now were at that concert on Saturday, I hope everyone's okay. I hope they all got out of there well. And for those of you going on to concerts in the future, please take care of yourself. If you're camping out, if you decide that's what you want to do, eat, make sure you're eating, make sure you're sleeping, make sure you're staying hydrated, because that's so scary. And I feel like it's such a waste of your concert experience. So, speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, the first song I'm going to play is, of course, a song of hers. This is one that I've been listening to nonstop since the concert. It is called Read Your Mind.
Take on present, trying
That last song was called Slow Down by Gray. If you were listening a couple minutes ago, I was just talking about how I went to Sabrina Carpenter's concert over the weekend. And the next song I want to play is actually her opener's song. So her opener was Spill Tab. That's the artist's name. I realized that I'd actually seen her before. She also opened for The Wallows last year at their concert here in Vancouver. And she was awesome. I love her music. She's also a really cool performer, very much like a dancer, singer at the same time. And those are always really impressive to watch live. So this next song that I'm going to play is one of her more recent releases. It's called Window by Spotab.
Since you've been cruising, honest,
That last song was called Not My Girl by Tokyo Police Club. This next song is called Call You After Rehab by Devon Cole.
Okay.
last song was called Everything is Boring by The Beaches. This next song is by a Vancouver-based alternative rock group called The Lily Dippers. So this song's called Cracked.
Something